Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
Hello and welcome to Sacred Nine Project Podcast. One of my new taglines for Sacred Nine Project is, quote, inventing traditions that never were, close quote. This Sunday, March 10th, 2024, I'm doing just that in our big annual choral concert entitled Sacred Nine Project 350 Watts, which will celebrate Isaac Watts and his influence in his 350th year. In my years of perusing thousands of pieces of sheet music from the late 18th and all of the 19th centuries, I have seen all kinds of issues represented in song and verse. Temperance, women's suffrage, traditional love songs, war songs, protest songs about poor working conditions and child labor, murder ballads. However, I have never run across a song about same-sex love. From what I can gather, it wasn't until much later that homosexuality as an orientation or a so-called lifestyle was a thing. Heck, it wasn't until 1973 that the American Psychiatric Association removed homosexuality as a mental disorder. In my compositional and poetic life, I have always thought of myself as a mimic, a chameleon. Over the decades, I have written a lot of songs that attempt to capture perfectly an earlier time. The challenge is whether a modern audience could even tell the difference. For example, in Sunday's concert, we're going to play Two Truths and a Lie. Isaac Watts and Charles Wesley have hymns with similar first lines. I'm going to write an equally similar first line and ask the audience which is the imposter. I wonder if you can tell without Googling. Here are three first lines. Here's the first one. And must this body die, this mortal frame decay, and must these active limbs of mine lie mouldering in the clay? So I'm not in the best voice today, so please be kind. This is number two. And am I born to die, to lay this body down, and must my trembling spirit fly into a world unknown? And here's the third. And shall this sinner die and mingle with the dust? And shall my crimes in great supply incite my Lord's disgust? Now, can you tell which one I made up myself? Also for Sunday's concert, I am, quote, inventing a tradition that never was, close quote. Mainly a tradition of homosexuality appearing in old songs. I'd like to share with you my fake folk songs about authenticity. What first gave me the idea is the shocker that Jack and Jill was originally Jack and Gill, two boys, in the 18th century Mother Goose's melody. So I considered taking the first familiar verse, as is, and then writing four more verses to tell a kind of coming-of-age experience. Have a listen. Jack and Gill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Gill came tumbling atter. For a while they, in a pile, could feel the warmth between them, swiftly rose and smoothed their clothes in case somebody seen them. "Please step back," said Gil to Jack. "Your fall was clear intended so that I might likewise fly and find our bodies blended." "No," The spill, said Jack to Gill, is not as you've indicted. You shall get a greater threat to spare my honor blighted. Jack and Gill came down the hill and paced in paths asunder. Gill spied Jack, then quickly back, forever left to wonder. The next fake folk song is Kummerdreinen, and if you can believe it, I wrote a fake Welsh folk song. Well, not exactly. Let me explain. A couple of months ago, all over TikTok, was this TTBB choir singing the beloved Welsh song Calon Lan, tuned by John Hughes. I was weeping, I was so moved. I had to get my hands on that tune. I wrote a poem about forbidden love, forbidden, of course, by the church. This is very autobiographical. After writing four verses and a refrain, I thought, wouldn't it be great if this refrain could also be in Welsh? Well, a friend that I sang with virtually in COVID is Welsh, Sian Schutz, and she knows quite a well-known Welsh translator called Glenys M. Roberts, who took my refrain and translated it with rhyme and everything into Welsh. Here's the poem. At the end of this episode, you'll hear a rendition of me singing all the parts. It will be better on Sunday, though, with the Sacred Nine singers. Round my home there grows the thistle, spiny stalk and violet crown. Just below, the biting bristle, down the stem, a leafy gown. He was pretty, he was prickly, like the flower named before, but my mind and soul were sickly, fixed on thirsts I should abhor. Once we'd sipped the cursed confection, once we'd bit the noxious fruit, I recoiled at my reflection, my affliction absolute. Shall I plead for preacher's pardon? Shall I claim my prior pew? Shall I steal back to his garden till the fever breaks anew? And this is the refrain. Take the thorn of shame and sorrow. Here's my mark to blot away. Come the morn or overmorrow, may the dark depart foray. And here's the Welsh. I will attempt to pronounce it here for you now. Kummerdreinen gwae cywilydd, golca y math nod fenglwy, doeddi ffori, doeddrenydd, ciliad nos en llwyr byth mwy. Now trust me, my singers are going to do a better job than that on Sunday. The third and final fake folk song originated with me seeing a TikToker named Molly Whoopi sing a folk song I'd never heard of, Jenny Jenkins. She has a little wooden spoon with a face that says, oh, will you wear blue, oh, my dear, oh, my dear. If you don't know this song, look up Molly Whoopi, that's Whoopie, singing Jenny Jenkins. It's an actual folk song. It's on YouTube, too. Anyway, I thought, Jenny Jenkins. What if it were Jimmy Jenkins? In my reimagining, we have a gay suitor who's comfortable in his own skin. Now, this is supposedly the 19th century, so it's kind of unbelievable, but go with me here. And we have Jimmy Jenkins, who's not comfortable in his skin. And the suitor is trying to ask Jimmy out on a date. Here are the words. The suitor says, oh, will you wear blue, oh, my dear, oh, my dear? Will you wear blue, Jimmy Jenkins? Jimmy says, no, you won't see blue from my hat to my shoe, but I'll buy me a foley dolly dilly dally double twisted janky juicy coat to meet thee. And everybody sings, roll, Jimmy Jenkins, roll. So this just keeps going on. So we have, oh, will you wear gold? And then he says, no, I wouldn't be so bold. And then, oh, will you wear green? No, I won't wear green like a big string bean. Oh, will you wear red? No, I won't wear red. Are you touched in the head? Oh, will you wear pink? No, I won't wear pink. What will townsfolk think? Oh, will you wear yeller? No, I won't wear yeller. Can't you see I'm a feller? And then we get kind of serious. Oh, what do you mean, oh my dear, oh my dear? This is the suitor talking. What do you mean, Jimmy Jenkins? Oh, what do I mean, Jimmy says. If in town we are seen, they will laugh, scoff, go off, hittin', spittin', judgin', grudgin', stonewallin', name-callin', darlin'. The suitor says, but what if we dared, oh my dear, oh my dear? What if we dared, Jimmy Jenkins? Yes, what if we dared, even though a little scared? We could strut, prance, square dance, shake fans, hold hands, ring a bell, give 'em hell, Jimmy. And then he goes on, so what will you wear, oh my dear, oh my dear? What will you wear, Jimmy Jenkins? And Jimmy says, well, I might go bare. Better say a little prayer. No need for a foley dally dilly dally double twisted jinky juicy coat to meet thee. Roll, Jimmy Jenkins, roll. So this is one of those things where you kind of have to be there, but I think it's going to be super effective. And if that weren't enough, I just wrote a piece for the New Orleans Gay Men's Chorus, whose conductor is the fabulous Cedric Bridges. I decided to write another fake folk song for them, and I used the first verse of an old nursery rhyme, also from Mother Goose's melody. Again, the first verse is from the nursery rhyme intact, except I changed one word from brother to darling. And it goes something like this. Robin and Richard were two pretty men. They lay in bed till the clock struck 10. Then up starts Robin and looks at the sky. Oh, darling Richard, the sun's very high. You go before with the bottle and bag, and I will come after on little Jack Nag. The bottle held Richard's own dewberry wine. The bag housed a quilt and a calico fine. The first for a toast when each one said, I do. The latter, the sight for their banquet of two. At the pasture just west of the Ackerman Ranch, surrounded by flower and briar and branch. So Richard began putting things in their place, and Robin arrived at his garden snail pace. The cows played procession at 12 of the clock. The wren bore a ring made from marigold stalk. Then Richard faced Robin, their fingers entwined. The invisible parson stood closely behind. Said Robin to Richard, this may be a sin, but I'd risk the hereafter again and again. Quoth Richard to Robin, may there come a day when love between lads be not hidden away. Then the beasts in attendance regarded the pair and honored their love with an unspoken prayer. Now for my own rendition of Kummerdreinen.
Round my home there grows the thistle, spiny stalk and violet crown. Just below the biting bristle, down the stem a leafy gown. He was pretty, he was prickly, like the flower named before, but my mind and soul were sickly, fixed on thirsts I sure abhor. Kummerdreinen, Gwaeke willith, Kolkawaith, Noven Lui, Noid a Fori, Doed Renith, Kiliad nos and tribute moi. One sweet sip the cursed confection, one sweet bit the noxious fruit, I recoiled at my reflection, my affliction absolute. Take the thorn of shame and sorrow, here's my mark to blot away. Come the morn or over morrow, may the dark depart forever. Shall I plead for Peter's pardon? Shall I claim
So you see, with these four fake folk songs, I've begun inventing a tradition that never was. And you know what? I'm gonna keep going.
With sweet manna all around.